Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle this evening on our app at 6 p.m. Central for teaching and question and answer on the Sacred Heart, the Eucharist, and eternal life. Just go to the app or turn on your notifications at 6 p.m. Central tonight. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. Have you ever read a murder mystery? Most people have. But even if you haven't, you've certainly heard about them. Everybody knows about the fictional crime solvers like Sherlock Holmes, or even G.K. Chesterton's Father Brown. In fact, Agatha Christie, the mystery writer who created the characters
Hercule Poirot.
I never could pronounce that right.
We want to say Hercules, you know?
I know. And Miss Marple. Well, Agatha Christie is the best-selling author of all time. But just in case you've never read a murder mystery, here's how they usually work. A murder is committed. There are certain circumstances surrounding the murder that don't seem to make sense. They don't fit together. But eventually, the detective gathers together the interested parties and explains exactly what happened. It's one of the greatest human pleasures to see something that seems not to make sense and then to have it resolved in a way that answers all your questions. That's why so many people love murder mysteries. And that's why when Jesus explained everything to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they were so overjoyed that it was like their hearts were burning within them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. When the risen Lord met up with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they were discussing a murder mystery. They were discussing the mystery of Jesus' murder. In this case, the mystery wasn't who killed Jesus. That was easy to answer. The mystery was, how could the Messiah be killed? And what was the meaning of these rumors going around that he was actually alive? It didn't make sense. None of it seemed to fit together. Something was wrong somewhere. What were they missing? And then Jesus came to them. Jesus was the murder victim. Jesus was also the author of the mystery story. And now, Jesus was going to play the part of the detective and explain everything at the end. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. At the end of your standard murder mystery, you get what's called a denouement. That's where all the seemingly scattered parts of the plot, the different pieces of evidence, the different clues and hints are brought together in a final explanatory unity. The crime-solving detective usually exhibits a little frustration at the slow-wittedness of his companions, like Sherlock Holmes gets a little tired of Watson's stupidity. And Jesus is the same. He says, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. He showed them how all the clues, all the evidence, all the scriptures, all his own words led to only one possible conclusion. And the conclusion was this: he was the Messiah, and he had to die to save us from our sins. And he was risen now. Good had triumphed, and Christ had entered into his glory." And the disciples saw it all come together. It all finally made sense, and their hearts burned within them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. A good mystery writer plays a kind of game with his readers. The author says, look, I'll give you all the clues you need to solve this murder, but I'm going to do it very cleverly. I'll put the clues in surprising places where you won't be likely to notice, so you'll have to pay attention. But don't worry, even if you can't figure it out, I'll explain it to you in the end. That's what God did in the story of salvation with the Old Testament and the prophets. Clues about the virgin birth and the time of his coming and that he would be called a Galilean. Clues about how the Messiah would be the Son of David and the Son of God. He gave clues about the Messiah's coming, his kingship, but also about his suffering and his sacrifice of atonement. Jesus too gave clues. For instance, that clever clue about how the temple could be destroyed, but he would raise it up again in 3 days. They were tough clues to piece together. Maybe nobody but Our Lady really understood what was happening that day on Calvary. Maybe no one else had read the scriptures or understood her son the way she had. But after the resurrection, looking back, many said, oh, okay, I see it now. See, what you want from every murder mystery writer is a book that makes sense, that's carefully thought out, but is also surprising. And for most of us, we'd like a happy ending thrown in too for good measure. And that's why God is the best author ever. And Christ's passion, death, and resurrection is his masterpiece. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. One of the main takeaways of the Easter season is that we can trust God. We can trust the stories he writes in the real world. The reason so many people read Agatha Christie mysteries is that they know they can trust her. They know that, however confusing and tangled the plots of her stories get, no matter how little they seem to make sense, eventually she'll explain the whole thing in a totally satisfying way at the end. That's the same lesson the disciples on the road to Emmaus learned that day. They learned that God's authorship can be trusted. No matter how confusing the events leading up to the resurrection were, eventually Christ's followers were given a completely satisfying explanation at the end. We need to meditate on the same truth. There are parts of the divine plan we just can't figure out right now. It's hard to see how to make sense of them. The doctrine of hell, for instance, the suffering of the innocent, the apparent triumph of evil, or the devastating effects of personal dysfunction. We shake our heads and say, it just doesn't seem to make sense. I can't make sense of it. In those moments, trust the author. Trust God. Wait for the great denouement on the last day, where all the plot threads of the universe will be drawn together in a pattern that's beautiful, compelling, and that explains everything. And with a happy ending thrown in for good measure. So maybe you're struggling with some suffering today that just doesn't make sense. That's when we ask the author, give me the grace to trust you now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to invite everyone to join me and Teresa this Wednesday, May 7th, in Watertown, South Dakota, at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church for the Rosary, Friendship, and Good Conversation. There will be a picnic supper served from 5:30 to 6:30, and then at 6:30 p.m., we will be praying the rosary in the church. We'll stick around as long as you do for good conversation. You can find all the information at schooloffaith.com. Just click on events. Well, Teresa, you are a writer. Did you appreciate this take on the Road to Emmaus?
This is my absolute favorite understanding of our relationship with God, because it's just so deeply accurate. But when I look at God like an author, when I'm reading a book and someone's put in just the most confusing situation and you just feel the weight of their circumstances and everything feels so impossible and the author turns it around for them, that's when it's electric. It's thrilling. It's beautiful. And I think seeing God like that helps me to look at him and not say, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But look at it and think, what a joyride. what a thrill it is to live that story.
Yeah. You know, how many Agatha Christie books are there?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know.
But you read enough of them and you trust her. Like mm-hmm. we said in the meditation, it doesn't make any sense. You're frustrated, but you know she's going to work mm-hmm. it out at the end and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Because she has a track record. Why is it so hard to do that?
God has a perfect track record.
The problem is that this is our personal story mm-hmm. and there's only one.
Yeah.
And we don't know how, we can't see how it's going to work out. And it feels like it's not going to work out.
I mean, it doesn't even matter how many Agatha Christie books I read. Every time I pick up a new one, I'm like, I don't get it.
But you trust that mm-hmm. it will mm-hmm. come together. Why won't we do that with God? It's because we're in the story.
Yeah.
And the story's unfolding and we're going through it. And a lot of times it feels like we're the ones being murdered.
Mm-hmm. Or it feels like we could be. Yeah. But I think that's why we need meditations like this that kind of wake us up to that reality again, you know? Get the little gray cells moving.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching and reading a lot of Agatha Christie recently. But it's just to see the beauty in the mystery instead of the frustration of mystery. It's the same mystery. We just feel differently about it.
Yeah.
And the difference is trust.
But when you're really going through suffering, or when you're a loved one is really going through mm-hmm. suffering, man, it's really hard to say, you know, in the end, it's all going to work out.
Yeah. But the story's going to happen the same way either way. It's just whether or not you see the beauty in it, even in suffering.
That's when we just have to ask the author, give me the grace to hang in there with you. Give me the grace to trust you. Because I don't like how this story is playing out right now. But that's the great moment of temptation, is that we don't want to play along with him, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to rip the script out of his hand, and we want to rewrite it in a way that is bad.
Which I don't know if you've ever seen a movie or a show that was completely written and then the studio intervened and asked for major rewrites and their input affects the story and suddenly they had to reshoot half of it and shuffle everything around. It's terrible.
Yeah.
When we're like, no, 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 no. I don't like this ending. I don't like where this is going. This is when we don't trust the creator of this ultimate piece of art. Man.
It's all fine and well when you're not suffering, but when you're suffering, that's all out the window.
But no, I think this is the exact mentality that if you don't have this when you're suffering, you're going to go insane.
Oh, I agree, but it's very difficult when you're in the midst of it.
I think we suffer very differently. I've realized anyone who has been with me when I'm really in the pits of suffering knows that I get very poetic. And I think that's the only way through sometimes is to look at the circumstance and be like, I can't change the circumstance right now, but I can see the beauty in it, even if you don't know the ending yet, if it's just well written.
Mm.
But I think we're we have different inclinations.
No, give me that script. I'm rewriting it. I don't like this.
You're the studio.
But I think that's when we need to go to Jesus in just complete honesty and just say, I don't like this. I don't want it this way. I don't even have the ability to trust you. So you have to do it for me. Sacred Heart of Jesus, you do it for me. Because this is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I always get this turned around. Chapter 12, verse 9, where Paul says, three times I begged the Lord that he would remove this suffering. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So Paul begged the Lord three times to take it away. Paul was honest with Jesus. So I think we just need to be honest with him and then beg him for the grace when he won't take it away.
I think I'm going to keep on saying, hey, God, this is dreadful, but what a thrill.
I'm going to remind you of that the next time.
Oh, go ahead.
And you'll probably punch me.
No, I trust me. I'm always in the thick of it.
I'm going to write that down on a little sticky. Put it here, right here.
What a thrill.
I'm going to write that on a little sticky and put it next to me. So the next time you're probably be to my, there will be another murder mystery that who killed the rosary guy? It was his daughter, Teresa.
It's always the ones closest to you.
I think I'll read a good Agatha Christie tonight. Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, murder mysteries, and the rosary. Share this with others.